Okay, today is Saturday. I think it's the 19th of October, 2019, at 11:25 a.m. The reason why I said I think is because I normally look at my iPhone before I start recording these in the date, which I didn't, so I'm looking at my watch, which is a day-date mechanical watch, which means it has 31 days. And every month I have to double check and make sure I reset the date if I have to, or the day or whatever, because on a month that has 30 days, and then the date will be wrong. But anyway, the purpose for this memo is a simple recap of how I've been feeling since we started the Operation Olympia, Operation Free Olympia, which is the operation to eradicate and destroy the houses of witchcraft, and actually it's sorcery. If you look at the scripture, it's the house of sorcery. I've been calling it the house of witchcraft, but I need to call it the house of sorcery because that's what it is. And then the next house next to that is the house of sexual sin and perversion, and the next one next to that is the house of idolatry. So, and that's in the Exodus passage that I can't remember right now. Anyway, it's in the Exodus. So, here all this time I've been calling it the house of witchcraft, and sorcery, as we know, is witchcraft. I'll call it witchcraft on steroids. It's actually witches and warlocks using drugs to enhance their witchcraft stuff. And it's not drugs by themselves. I agree with Brother Murray on that. It's witchcraft using drugs. That's sorcery. Okay, so the first part of this was the initial, to construct the initial prayer and then to pray the initial prayer, which is at the first part of this week, in which we did. I did get sick from that, but only once. I mean, it actually lasted into from one day to another, but it was the same sickness. And that came and went. I kind of wasn't surprised. That's normal for this kind of stuff. But then, and in that time, the Lord said this was going to be a protracted operation. It wasn't just going to be one-shot deal. It was going to be a lengthy deal. So all this week, I've been waking up sore. Well, what's funny is I've been sleeping well. I could tell. Now, I have had to take naps, but not because my physical body was sleep-deprived, but because my spirit man needed rest. Because all this week I've been waking up sore from wrestling with whatever elements are there that are like intertwined with the workings of men. Because these HR houses, their goal is like a boa constrictor. They want to wrap around man. They want to wrap around human activity and try to make it theirs. And whatever. I mean, there's, you know, probably many different ways I could describe this, but, you know, it's really, I think the movie The Matrix and the first Matrix is a really good explanation. You know, they want to connect to humanity so they can suck the human's power and power their own stuff. And So, The Matrix movies are really good for that, understanding that. But anyway, so today, this morning, I woke up, my whole body was sore, and I go, all right. I pretty much know what happened, but I like to ask. And so since Angel Gabriel hangs out at my house a lot, I asked him, you know, and he said that basically what I'm describing is that, well, I did not dream necessarily, or if I did, I have no memory of it. But I could tell by how I woke up so sore that I had been wrestling with something, and I was using my whole body, because my whole body was sore. And it feels like, as I start to recover, it feels like there's sand inside my body. It's scraping, like there's a coating of sand on my spirit man, and it's grating on the inside of my physical body. It's a tingling sensation. It's not pleasant. It's not like when the Holy Spirit is around, or he sends an angel or whatever, and they start a like an electrical sensation. This actually feels good. Now, this feels like crap. You know, it's hell. It's from hell, so it feels like crap, because it's destructive. But then, you know, Angel Gabriel will start massaging my neck and shoulders, and he has ointment that he puts on my my body, in this case my spirit man, and that actually will start the healing process from this. But this has to happen every day. I mean, this is not just a one-shot deal. This has been going on for actually years now, because I've been, that's all I do is this wrestling thing with whoever. That's not all I do, but I'm you know what I'm saying. It's a predominant of my activities in against HR. So anyway, just wanted to kind of bring Murray, you and Dan, you and Murray up to speed on this. And I wanted to say also thanks for your prayers. You know, I'm sure they're doing whatever they're supposed to do. That's probably why I can keep doing this. But I also, from my own past experience, while I'm in it, it seems like forever, but once it gets over, it goes like, well, that didn't last long. So I suspect this will be similar. Well, I may be wrong, though. It could last a whole year for all I know. I hope not. Anyway, but thanks for listening. I'm going to email this to the both of you guys. God bless, and have a happy weekend and happy week. Okay, bye.